Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were going to have a fire. We had an explosion, and we are defending, and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge...
All right, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing tonight? Broadcasting at 6.04 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you for everyone who is in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room is a great place to voice your opinion without you being actually exposed. You can be anonymous. You can have a username. That's great. Chat room, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. And I want to say I am so happy that the Holocaust Survivors Museum has contacted me on Facebook this week, and they are excited to try to find me someone who survived World War II. A Holocaust survivor will be on this show soon. They are going to tell their story on how they were tortured under Nazi Germany, under the SS, how they grew up in Germany, the horrors they saw watching their husbands, watching their wives. I don't know who I'm going to get. I'm just telling you that right now. But I will have a real-life Holocaust survivor on this show in the next few weeks. They contacted me. They told me it's a fragile topic. A lot of those people are in their 90s now, in their late 80s. It's hard for them to come on and do a live interview, which we must understand this. People who are in their late 80s, 90s, late 90s even, it's hard for them to come and really tell us clearly a story. But I suggested this to them. Why not have a family member come on with them and help them, you know, communicate to us their story? That would be awesome. I mean, you know, like a grandchild or something, something such as that. That would be awesome. So they did communicate with me on Facebook. I just want to let everyone know that. And we most likely will have a real-life Holocaust survivor on this program in the next few weeks. And I want everyone to understand, if you know history, if you understand history, these people saw death. They watched their families be murdered right before their very eyes. They're going to give testimony that will break your heart. Imagine watching your mother and father hauled away, and you're hauled away on a bus someplace else. And you find out later your mother and father were put into a gas chamber, okay? Or even shot in the head like a pig, like a slaughtered animal. These are the things that are going to be talked about on that show when I have that show, folks. And we need to understand, these people are a dying breed. Their eyewitness testimony is a dying breed. We are losing them day by day, okay? When they are all gone, we will wish we had every word they could share with us of their memories, of what happened to them. Just imagine, folks, you people out there listening tonight, and this show has grown exponentially. I mean, we have many people in the chat room. We have many people on the call line. Many people logging into the program, and I invited a couple people onto the program tonight. I'll get to that in a few minutes. But I just want to let you know, imagine growing up, imagine being a 6-7-year-old little girl, little boy, and your country is being held hostage, taken over, okay? And your family is pulled out of their home late at night at 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay? And you watch your brothers and sisters cry. You watch your mother and father be separated. Sometimes the father would be shot in the head right in front of the mother and children. Or even though you are loaded onto a train with no food, no water, to go work in a prison camp. And you don't know what happened to your family. You don't know where they are. The world is at war. Remember, we don't have Facebook back then, folks. There's no Twitter. There's no cell phones. Okay? There's no TV. There's no Channel 8. There's no Channel 30. Imagine what these people suffered. Imagine. Imagine that. Just put yourself in that situation. Pretend it was you and your children being rounded up and taken away from each other. What would you do? What would you do? What could you do? But you survived it. And 60 years, 70 years, 80 years later, you're telling your story live on a radio show. That is why that show will be so important. All of you, turn your Facebook off, turn your Twitter off, turn your nonsense off, turn your cell phones off. And when I schedule this guest, whoever it may be, they've contacted me. I don't know when they're going to get back to me. They're trying to find someone who is capable of handling a 90-minute show because, like I just told you, a lot of people, they're old. They're old. They're in their late 80s, for goodness sake, 90s, late 90s. They're a dying breed. But I have the message, and I'll post it in the chat room if I have to. But they contacted me and said, we are very excited and proud that you are concerned about this subject, and we will try to find someone who could share their story for you on your radio program. That's what they told me. That's what they told me, folks. A real-life Holocaust survivor, someone who watched their family murdered, tortured, tormented. And for all you new listeners on here, we're talking about Holocaust survivors and how they contacted me, and they will appear on this show one way, one form or another. Excuse me. I mean, imagine you as a child watching your parents all the way to be killed, to be murdered. Imagine that. Your brothers and sisters separated forever. Gone. What a shame. And to the listeners I asked to call in tonight or listen, my nephew Alex, I've been trying to get him on the program here for a while, but he is listening tonight. He just verified that. He messaged me on Facebook. And Alex, since you've been on the show has grown. We have many listeners now, many different personalities listening now. And Alex has come back from the United States Armed Forces. I've been trying to contact him, however, without avail. Excuse me. And there's a lot that I need to tell him and give advice to him about, but he has failed to make contact with me. And we talked about Alex. Alex was on the program before he entered the United States Army, and we want to know what he experienced. What happened to him in the Army? What did he learn? We want to know this. We want to know this. And there are family out there. We have lots of family on the line tonight, actually, Alex, who would love to hear your story. Or just call it, press the number one, and I will connect you. And if you don't have much time to talk, I understand. We have a chat room. I'm checking the chat room right now because we got a lot of people. You might censor me. No, I don't censor anyone. Trust me, I don't censor anyone. And I have a studio here where I have to really check numbers and stuff. And listen, okay. Everyone, listen. If you want to contribute tonight to the program, press the number one. I don't want to be the one talking all night tonight, but I just wanted to let everyone know about the Holocaust Museum, or the Holocaust Survivors, where they contacted me, and I've been working for a year on this now to get a Auschwitz or any Holocaust survivor to come on to my program and give their testimony on how they suffered, what they suffered, what they saw. We've all seen the movies. If any of you watched Schindler's List, very powerful movie. If you watched any Hitler documentaries or any type of History Channel documentaries, you know what I'm talking about. And a lot of Polish people, the Jewish people, and even Germans who suffered horrific things to their life. It was devastating. World War II was responsible for 70 million casualties. 70 million. Can you imagine that? 70 million people died because of World War II on the United States side, the Soviet side, the Polish side, the German side, the English side, even in Northern Africa, where Hitler invaded Northern Africa. You know, I mean, and we're repeating history in a way. Let's talk about today, Iran, the country of Iran, who has an agreement stating they shall not do what they're doing. They tested a ballistic missile in Iran, which is a violation of the agreement that was made during the abomination years, and Iran has been put on notice. I say, Donald Trump, turn Iran into a parking lot. You know, it is time to get rid of Iran. Iran has been a thorn in this country's side since the late 1970s. And if anyone wants to correct me on that before then, I'm just going back to the late 1970s, where they captured hostages. And I remember as a little boy watching the hostage crisis. Iran needs to be turned into a parking lot, okay? And people say, well, Russia is sided with Iran. They're on the same side as Iran. What do you want to create World War III? Look, Trump is friends with Putin. Putin this, give Putin that, and let's become allies, and let's forget these third world assholes like Iran and North Korea, and let's turn them into parking lots together. What's up? You know, I mean, come on. And that gets back to my nephew there, Alex there, who's, I don't know if he's going to check in with us tonight or not. I wish he would. Press number one, Alex, if you're out there, and, you know, contribute tonight if you can. If you can't, if you're unable to, I understand. I'm checking the chat room again, and I want my supporters here to check in tonight with, and there's a lot of other people here. I'm tired of snowflakes. I'm going to go on a rant here close to the end of the show. Well, you can go on a rant now if you want, Jason. I had a couple other people that were supposed to tune in tonight also, and they didn't. And I'm going to check them out. I apologize, folks. You see, I wish I had a co-host. I wish I had a co-host to help me do this. But, see, I'm monitoring the chat room. I'm monitoring emails. I'm monitoring Facebook. And I'm monitoring the call screen. And I'm speaking at the same time. And this show, Alex, by the way, has grown since you were first on this show. We have people from around the world listening. Which is very, and we are number one on the chat room right now in Blog Talk Radio. We are number one. We're beating out the other the other shows by four listeners, actually, which is a lot if you know Blog Talk Radio. So we're beating them out. So that's great news right there. We are number one. And I was hoping we can get to a couple other topics here. Hey, there we go. We got one caller here right now. I'm going to go ahead and get to him. And anyone else, please, it's your show. Without you, there is no show. I want to hear from you. I don't want you to talk to me. I want you to talk to us. All right? 773, go ahead. You're live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, is this Joseph?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is Marquise Wiley from The Wiley Show. I am calling to speak to you, sir. I remember you called into my show a couple of months ago, and I'm returning a favor and to tell you that President Donald J. Trump is a terrible president, and I feel as though white people around the world is encouraged that he won because they have gotten tired of seeing a black president.
Okay, and why is he a terrible president? I mean, and I'm not going to hang up on
president.
You, bash you. I'm not going to bash you. I want to talk to you. This is very interesting. Why is he a terrible president? What has he done?
He's a white supremacist. He do not know how to talk to the African-American community. He said in one of his campaigns that my African-American, as though that African-American was his slave. A lot of white people need to understand how to talk with black people. We are not slaves. We are human beings. We are equal as you. We bleed the same, and we have to be treated as such. I feel as though President Donald Trump should hire more African-American people on his administration. It's just not diverse. Diversity is what this country should be built on. And it's not being reflected under a Trump administration.
All right. If he hired more, and what about the Obama administration for 8 years? He had a majority of whites under his administration and his cabinet picks. Why didn't he hire more blacks?
You talking about President Obama?
Yes, I am. The majority of his cabinet members were white.
President Obama had more African-American in his cabinet than President Donald J. Trump. President Obama had nominated not one, but two African-American attorney general. President Donald Trump, not only are he not opening the door up for more African-American people to be in the cabinet, he is talking down to the African-American community. He said, quote, "What the hell do you have to lose?" Talking to the African-American people to vote, why they vote for Democrats year after year after year. But he failed to realize here in Chicago is not the motor capital of the world. Actually, Chicago is probably number six on the list, and I feel he speaks lies when it comes to crime here in Chicago. Chicago is not the murder capital of the world. How do I know that? I live in this city. It is not the murder capital of the world.
Okay. And do you have facts to back that up? Because according to my facts, Chicago had over 435 murders last year in 2016, and that bypasses every other city in the United States. Excuse me, 762 murders. Excuse me, I apologize for that. I was wrong. 762, that bypasses every other United States city in America. And I've got another caller here, and I'm going to keep you on the line. I'm not going to hang up, and I appreciate you calling in because this is an interesting dialogue, and that's what this show is called, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In.
But we are not the murder capital of the world. I would like to interject on that. I would love to interject on that statement.
Okay, well, go ahead. Before I connect the next caller, go ahead, interject. What's the murder capital of the world or the United States?
Chicago is not the murder capital of the United States. That is a fundamental lie. New Orleans, St. Louis, Detroit, Baltimore, New York, all have higher figures than Chicago. All of those cities. Chicago, again, And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's 5 other states that have more crime than Chicago. And I feel Chicago has been targeted because of an African-American president got elected not once, but twice. And they are
Let me ask you this. Hang on. Let me interject. Let me interject, please. You had an African-American president who was from Chicago. Why did this African-American president not address, even if they're number 5, if they're number 10,
let me tell
why
you
didn't
again,
the Obama administration address this murder rate
president
in Chicago?
President Obama have addressed the issue. The issue is not the federal government. The issue is the local government, Rahm Emanuel. Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the city officials. But mind you, the crime is going on in Chicago because of generational discrimination, jobs leaving the city. If you do not have jobs, what the hell are you supposed to do? If you don't have a job, you have to survive out here to feed your family. If you don't have a
Amen to that. I agree. Hang on. I agree with that. And what did Donald Trump say when he was campaigning? What has 8 years of Obama done for you? How many jobs has he given to Chicago?
Let me tell you, President Obama, what he have done for Chicago, the positive side, more African-Americans graduated from college, more African-Americans graduated from high school under President Obama administration. So that's a plus. But President Obama did not have that much power to change a generation of despair in Chicago. That goes for all levels of government have to pitch in, not just the Obama administration. But let me tell you something. You spoke about Obama. Obama gave Mayor Rahm Emanuel millions of dollars of grants to help Chicago Department of Public Housing. So for folks that are on public housing, have assistance. President Obama gave Mayor Rahm Emanuel millions of dollars. So what you all need to do is criticize the mayor, not President Obama. The mayor is the mayor, quote-unquote, president of Chicago. He calls the shot, not President Obama.
That's true.
President
That's true.
Trump can't do anything. He cannot do anything to change the situation in Chicago unless he have cooperation.
Well, he can. Well, wait a second. He can send in the FBI. He can send in the federal government to curb crime. He can.
What the FBI going to do if you don't give these people no jobs? Are the FBI just going to come into the schools and just shoot and kill unarmed black men and women?
Well, I hope not. I hope not.
I hope not. When you say bring in the FBI, what the hell do you think is going to happen when the FBI come and try to police for black people? What do you want to happen?
I want the factories like Donald Trump. Hang on. We're gonna continue with this, but I can't disrespect other callers. I'm gonna keep you on the line, okay? Because I don't hang up on people. And I appreciate your opinion. I do. And it's important. It is. Because that's the name of this show. Understanding the times in which we live in. Area code 336-817. Go ahead. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Listening in. I figured I'd throw some comments in a little bit later. So I'm still in the office right now. But I was listening.
Okay. Well, you can check back. You're at work right now because I know who you are, and you're at work right now, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, you're more than welcome to chip back in. I'll go ahead and mute you and carry on with the conversation with Mr. Wiley here, who had time. Jason from North Carolina, go ahead. If you got something to say, say it, or I'll mute you until you're able to talk. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm enjoying the conversation, actually. I just, I don't know why someone would want to hate and discourage Donald Trump when, you know, he hasn't even had a chance to do anything yet. And I haven't seen him do anything racist, sexist, or anything that people are claiming. And he wasn't my main choice for president either. I'm just saying that he won the electoral vote. That's the rules. Snowflakes need to suck it up and either support him or find a way to help him do what he wants to get done.
I disagree.
Okay, Jason.
I disagree.
All right. Mr. Wiley, I got another caller. I got another caller. Hang on. I'm not going to disconnect you, sir. You are, and I know you're a friend on my Facebook. I love you, and I appreciate the dialogue. Jason, when you're able to talk, because I know you're at work, he's taking a chance calling into the – that's how interested he is into the show. He's taking a chance to call in while he's at work, and I appreciate that. I do. And I want to get to another North Carolina resident here. Deborah Lewis from Reidsville, North Carolina. Go ahead.
Well, I have to agree with Jason. I think everybody needs to give Trump a chance. We didn't do half the crap when Obama came into office.
Oh, please.
And, you know, there was other crap done that I didn't like what Obama did, but I'm not going to be out there on the streets protesting or slandering Obama. He was our president.
Oh, please.
And I think
that
Trump deserves the respect, too. He's a darn good man, whether you like it or not.
He's
a
white supremacist.
He's a white supremacist.
There was not protest across the streets of America. There was not. There was not. We gave Obama a chance. And what did he do? His whole administration was curtailed on the Affordable Care Act, which has destroyed a lot of lives in America. And this is a nurse. This is a nurse on the line tonight. How has the Affordable Care Act affected the medical field that you work in, Ms. Lewis from North Carolina, please?
It hurt. It hurt the patients. It hurt all those people who received care, all those cutbacks.
How did it hurt? How did it hurt? Give us
examples,
please, because we want
proof. They could not get the supplies because they would not okay it. The insurance would not okay certain supplies that they needed. So the family would have to pay out of pocket or they'd have to do without. And it's disgusting.
And that was due to the Affordable Care Act. And that was due to the Affordable Care Act. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, you're correct.
Okay. Mr. Wiley, Obama's main thing was the Affordable Care Act. That's what he campaigned on. Can you get into that for me, please?
Joseph, can you give me the calling number? I'm actually going to call you from my radio show. I'm going to call you and stream this and record this because I want to have this debate. So what's the number? What's the calling number? Because I'm actually going to call you.
The call-in number is
657-383-0616.
Mm-hmm.
0616. I'm actually going to call you from my show because I.
Well, that's great. That's great. We need to do this. We need to do this. Mr. Wiley, and I respect you for doing this. And I love you for doing it.
I want to interject to the nurse. The nurse said that the Affordable Health Care Act affects the people. So please, it have not affected people. The Affordable Health Care Act actually helped people. It helped people.
Yeah, right.
So again,
no, it didn't help.
Again, Ms. Nurse, again, you are a nurse, and the Affordable Health Care Act brought in more folks with insurance. You, as a nurse, have to nurse people with insurance because a hospital is a business, right? So the Affordable Health Care Act introduced people and gave people access to insurance. So again, criticize President Obama for the Affordable Health Care Act is a fundamental false white supremacist type of argument to accuse him of something where he did something great. Did all black people vote for the Affordable Health Care Act?
You'd shit your pants if I was black.
Majority of the Senate were white people that voted for the Affordable Care Act. It had helped more white people than black people. That's a fact.
More white people are
reaping the benefits of the Affordable Health Care Act.
No, they're on Medicaid. They get it all. They're on Medicaid.
They stay on Medicaid. That's for poor people. But I'm talking about the Affordable Health Care Act actually introduced folks that actually had a job that could not afford.
But I'm telling you, you're talking about the black people not getting insurance. When you walk into social services, that's all you see.
Hang on,
okay,
Mr. Wiley,
okay.
Let her respond, please, please. Let's have one-on-one and yield to each other, please.
Did you bring me on with
the six-word number
on my show?
By the way, I have a black client, and I've seen her denied things underneath the Affordable Care Act. And I have
white clients.
Yes, and I have white clients, too. We don't go by black, white, purple, green, yellow, whatever color. It is a person, it is a patient, it is a client. They need medical attention.
Exactly. So why is the Affordable Health Care Act is wrong? Why is it bad?
Because of the cutbacks that they put through. They cut back.
What is the cutback?
I have trached.
Name
ventilators.
Three.
Okay. The
Name
ventilators,
three.
The trached. The ventilators, the trached, the oxygen, suction machines, materials cut back because they can't send them. So I have to boil a tracheostomy because you cannot put the trach in because they won't give you one to change every month anymore because of the Affordable Care Act. It's not in the insurance plan.
This is making patients suffer.
Let me tell you something to the nurse and to you, Joseph, on your show. The Affordable Health Care is not a perfect bill, but can we all agree that can we add that into this and say, hey, Congress, hey, Senate, why don't we come together and make sure we put that in there, that the ventilators and that the suction machine.
What did Nancy Pelosi say, Mr. Wiley? We got to pass the bill before we read it.
No,
you know,
no, she did not say
yes,
that.
Yes, she did.
She
did
she
say
did
that.
She
did
say
that.
She did
say
that.
Anyway,
sit back.
Hang on. Mr. Wiley, stay on the line. I got another caller. Stay on the line, please. Bitbanker, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to
throw
evening. Out a couple of comments. I'm still not feeling well. Mr. Wiley, you got good points, and you're absolutely
right about Chicago.
But it's all population as well. And we don't know what the percentages of white versus black or anything is in those percentages that are giving us as the number one murder capitals or number two and so on and so forth.
Okay.
But you were right there that it is not number one based on that. But Nancy Pelosi did say that before they even read the bill, they have to pass it. And the Affordable Health Care Act, in my opinion, and my experience, is a complete travesty. Premiums have quadrupled. Deductibles have. I'm talking about white people. I'm talking about white people that have jobs. I'm not talking about black people and those that are not employed.
Come on now. You white people really need to get it together. That a black man will.
Let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is you black people are killing yourselves. You're fighting among yourselves, and every time you turn around, it's the white man's fault. We all supported Obama.
First of all,
let's see. I want you to take those 1,200 Syrians from Australia and bring them to downtown Chicago, and then let your women run around at night, and we'll see how fast you change your tune. You have to stop blaming the white man for
all
the problem. Because the biggest problem is you black people blaming
the white
man. You have to realize we are on your side.
Stuffed them in boats and brought them here to do free labor. So, of course, black people are going to blame the slave master that brought.
But you were never a slave, and neither was your father.
First of all, sir, slavery, the people, the children of the slave master, are have all those benefits because of slavery.
It's your mentality that goes along with everything. When Obama was elected, they were all running around, I want my Obama cash. I want my Obama phone. Where's the white people saying, I want my new house. I want my new car. You have to change your outlook on things. And it's not just you I'm talking about.
No, if you cut the Affordable Health Care Act, a lot of white people are going to suffer in those rural areas.
He sounds like he's very prejudiced.
A lot of white people in the minor
Let me tell you about the Affordable Health Care is a joke. I've been to the doctor three times in the past 2 years, and it hasn't paid for one thing for me, and I pay my premiums every single month. It hasn't paid for one single penny. When prior to Obama's Affordable Health Care Act, I could go, and it would pay everything except my $10 copay.
You're still living, sir, and you're still breathing because of the Affordable Health Care Act, sir. You're living today because of that. So, again, you had the money. Just pay it up and tell President Trump to make sure he makes some revisions to the bill. Do not repeal. Republicans are saying repeal and replace. Repeal and replace. They don't even know what the hell they're going to replace it with. So why repeal it? Why don't
but they're going to have competition among state lines. Why should the government – why – tell me, where in the Constitution does it say you're entitled to health care? Where in the Constitution does
First
it say
all,
that?
I tell you that you have
to
have
happiness.
That's a concept. That's against your constitutional right.
Hang on. One person at a time. Hang on. I'm asking Mr. Wiley. Where in the Constitution does it say you are entitled to health care? Where?
A pursuit of happiness. You cannot be completely happy if you don't have
that entitles you to health care.
If you do not have health
care, my Lord.
That's in our Constitution. The pursuit of happiness. How can you be completely happy and you cannot have proper health care? We need health care. The Affordable Health Care Act did that. And let me tell you something to all the white
people
that are listening to this radio show. The Obamacare is the Affordable Health Care Act. A lot of people have said, a lot of white people that voted for President Trump said, the Affordable Health Care, you know, I don't like the Obamacare, but I love the Affordable Health Care. You are dumb because the Obamacare and Affordable Health Care Act is the same thing. It is the same thing to all you white
people. Well, Mr. Wiley, can I tell you the facts? Can I tell you the facts? Right now we have a president who's going to – hang on, Mr. Wiley. We have a president right now who's going to repeal and replace Obamacare.
And what is he
going to
replace? What is he
going to
replace it with? What is he going to replace Obamacare with?
Within the actually, it was announced today. Within the next 6 months, it will be replaced.
With what?
I haven't read the bill yet. They haven't come out with it yet.
Because
I don't know. I can't report on that yet. But they intend on replacing it.
Paving's better than what we have now. We have
better than what we have now.
Years ago.
Excuse me. Before Obama, I had the same doctor for 30 years. After Obama, I can't
that's
even
crazy.
Tell you who my doctor – I can't even tell you who my doctor is.
Right.
And none of them know who I am, and none of them have my records, and none of them can find them. Thank you, Obama, for fucking up my life.
That's right.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's true.
And then again, thanks to President Obama, you have President Donald J. Trump. So white people, you finally
okay,
have
Jason, I'm going to unmute Jason. Hang on. Everybody, listen. Please. It's a passionate topic. It is. And we're all – listen, the fact of the matter is here, we're having a great discussion. And we're doing it professionally. I must admit that. I do. And Mr. Wiley, thank you. Thank you for being professional. You're very well educated. You are. And this is an important subject. It is. But I got to unmute another caller who asked me, emailed me, and I ignored him. I apologize. So, Jason, you're unmuted. This is Jason. He's traveled around the world working for a company, Marriott, I believe, and he's seen many different cultures. So, and his experience is exponential. So, Jason, you're live on the line. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, y'all are sitting out here arguing about Obamacare, affordable health care, whatever, they're the same thing, and whether it's helped or just hasn't helped. The problem is it probably hasn't helped as many people as it helped, or vice versa, it don't matter. The problem comes from the cost of drugs. And I'm not talking about the illegal ones that some of these snowflakes are smoking. I'm talking about the ones when you go to the damn doctor's office and you pay, you know, $40 for one Tylenol or something like that, or one prescription that you could get in Canada for $2, why aren't we allowing outside pharmaceutical companies to import their stuff in the United States to drive down drug costs? That's where the number one cost of health care is coming from. It's from prescriptions.
Exactly.
When a 70-year-old man has to get his prescriptions every weekend filled, and or once a month, whether, and they're $800 damn, and he can get the same things over the border for $20. That's driving up costs.
And Jason, before you carry on, Marcus Wiley, you also have a Blog Talk Radio show. I want you to promote that. I want you to promote that on my program right now, please.
Did you add my show, I mean the other number on? Because I want to stream. I'm actually live now. So can you add that number in?
Oh, okay. You're live now. Okay, great. But just tell my listeners when you're on this way here, you know, we can work together here because this is an important topic. We're not enemies. We're trying to discuss
right.
this.
I want to say,
and this is a debate, and this is great.
I want to say this first and foremost. You did add my number on, so I am streaming live from my show to your show. And I want to say this. I feel today, this is Black History Month. Black people had accomplished a lot in the United States of America. And I feel that whites need to give us credit when credit is due. Black people have done a lot for this country. And
why can't we all just agree that we've all accomplished a lot in the past 200 years? Why does it have to be black or white?
You know,
it seems to me like the black people are making this a racist issue by always interjecting blacks on this, black this, on this. It's not just blacks in the United States.
It's
all of us. We've all done this.
We have to
we've
make
all
an issue.
That's Jason. That's North Carolina, Mr. Wiley. That's Jason. Go ahead. You two convert, please.
Blacks. People accomplish a lot in this country, and because the United States is the United States because of black free labor against their will. This is the reason why black in 1619 the first slaves
did came. You know whites were slaves too, or do we overlook that?
I'm not overlooking that. Well, then whites that are product of actually being slaves, you all need to be telling them too.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you were imported from what, Scotland and Ireland?
You should come together and join the movement and tell Donald J. Trump that he is a white supremacist and what
why is he a white supremacist?
I disagree with you. Hang on. I want to call you on that. What makes him a white supremacist? Please, what makes him a white supremacist? Tell me. What makes him a white supremacist?
Because of the people that he hired on his cabinet, he has failed to have some.
Oh, come on. That doesn't make him a white supremacist. Come on.
And also, Jeff Sessions is a white supremacist because he has.
No, he's not. Jeff Sessions is not a white supremacist. CNN has declared him a white supremacist. No.
Wrote a letter. Coretta Scott King wrote a letter and said years ago when they tried to confirm Senator Jeff Sessions and said, don't. Do it. Jeff Sessions is a white supremacist. He is not a friend.
Okay,
of
what about Senator Byrd, sir? What about Senator Byrd? What about Senator Byrd, who was a Ku Klux member? Was a Ku Klux Klan member? Senator Byrd, that Hillary Clinton endorsed. Huh?
Hang on.
Senator Byrd, Robert Byrd, was a Ku Klux member. Klan member. Tell me, Mr. Wiley, why don't people call Hillary out on that? Why not?
First of all, Hillary Clinton lost. She was another white supremacist. Black people.
Agreed.
All white supremacists.
She used, because of the term she used, super predator, Hillary Clinton failed to do so. Democrats across the world and across the country, if you're listening, you cannot try to go and get the black vote and don't reach for the black
vote. What they do. There are so many people brainwashed.
Because of white supremacy. You mean to tell me Hillary Clinton?
No, I don't buy that for a second.
$1 billion
all around now. You think you Trump is a white supremacist. What about the stuff he's going
to
say he's going to do for the United States? Isn't that a good idea? Wouldn't that make you want to support him?
Hang on, everybody. I got a new caller. Hang on, everybody, please. And I don't hang up on anybody. I've proven that already. I got a new caller. His name is Mike from the state of Wisconsin, a retired dairy farmer. Hard-working man. Hard-working man, dairy farmers. Mike, go ahead. You're live on the line tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, everyone. The problem that I see with the gentleman that called in is he sees everything in black and white. And,
exactly.
You know, I'm colorblind.
You're not colorblind, sir.
Get out
of here. I am. All right, come on. Let's give Mike some respect, folks. Give Mike some respect,
okay,
please.
Go ahead.
Please.
But you know, I have worked for colored people. I've had them working for me. You know, I really don't think. I don't know what's funny, but I really
what,
don't
I know.
Think
why
you know.
You said colored
what?
People. Did you or did you not just say colored people?
Yeah,
well, they
what
are.
Are they?
They're colored. They're colored.
He's trying to,
we're white. What? You know?
You are a white supremacist because you said you was colorblind. You said I had worked with African Americans of all. You use colored people. You are a white supremacist. You are the problem.
All right.
You're the problem.
For colorblind. Get out of here.
Here we go.
Hey, how are you colorblind?
You're not going to win.
How are you colorblind?
They need to educate themselves.
Come on, man.
They're their own worst enemies.
Who's their own worst enemy?
Well, let me ask
black,
you a question,
you,
Molly.
The black people, you're your own worst enemies. You have to get off of the topics that you're on and stop
with this white supremacist crap.
Every time you turn around, you're a cracker. You're a white supremacist. You want to search peace and happiness and everything, but you won't let Hillary Clinton say what's on her mind. It's all right for you people, but it's not all right for her. You see,
you
everything's
people.
Twisted
exactly.
to your favor. Stop it.
Exactly. No, I'm not going to stop it. I'm not going to stop it until this country gives black people restitution for all the stuff that they have done to us.
Restitution.
To
okay, well, let's give the Romans and the Roman empires and everything else restitution.
40 acres
and you know.
We will not stop.
And what is your
okay,
goal? What is your goal? What is the ultimate goal, Mr. Wiley? Look,
my
there's an end game to this. There's an end game. What is your ultimate goal? Tell me.
My ultimate goal is that my black people come together and get more in power in this country. This country has, for time again, have not given black folks the power. We are an economic force.
Oh, my
we
God. You already had a black
economic
president.
Economic force. And we
yeah,
need
right
power
here.
In this country. President Obama.
Hang on, let him finish. Let him finish. I want to know what the goal is. No interruptions, everyone. No interruptions.
Let him finish the word. When we try to say something, he's back there laughing. Going, in the background.
I'll mute him then. All right? Calm down, everyone. Calm down.
A dangerous health care law for folks. That's not true. White folks have predominantly are reaping the benefits from the Affordable Health Care Act. That's a fact. It is more white people in this country. So anything that is passed in this country is going to benefit the majority of the people. That's another fact. So, guys, stop criticizing President Obama. Let me tell you something. Go ahead, Mr. Trump. Go ahead, sign those executive orders. Build that wall. Because what you're going to do, sir, you're going to open the door for more African-American presidents.
Now, let me ask you a question.
No,
what's wrong with building a wall?
Back to what I want to talk
about. Tell me something. Do you understand from the year 1929 to 1960, there was zero immigration in this country? Zero?
First,
you understand that?
It was not zero immigration. It wasn't zero immigration.
There was zero immigration. Legal immigration.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, there was illegal, yes. But I'm talking about legal. There was zero. Look it up.
I'd like to ask a question.
And you
want to
know why? What does make America great? It's not if you're black. It's not if you're white. It's not if you're purple. What makes America great is that document called the United States Constitution. Because
exactly.
We all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's
exactly.
What makes America great.
That makes America great. I agree with you 100%. And let me tell you something.
Well, thank you.
That is the reason why President Obama passed the Affordable Health Care Act so we can have the pursuit of happiness. Many people are unhappy when they cannot afford to have proper health care.
They call upon this as a Muslim ban. What about this trade? What about this? The executive order he signed about vetting, giving temporary.
President Donald Trump.
Do you believe that's right or wrong?
it was wrong because, again, as a white supremacist.
So you're telling me, what did I just tell you? There was zero immigration from 1929 to 1960. Okay, that's not what makes America great, allowing people of all religions to come to this country. You know what makes America great? A simulation.
Is it possible for someone else to ask a question?
Time out, everyone. Listen, hang on, okay? Because I got everyone on the line here.
I've been trying to ask 10 questions for 20 minutes now.
All right, but hang on, Jason. Please, hang on. All right? What makes America great is a simulation. When the Italians came to this country, when the Irish came, when the Jewish came, you know what they wanted to be? Americans. They wanted to be Americans. What do we have today? Anti-Americans. We believe America is great because we allow Mexicans over here. We allow Haitians over here, Cubans over here. That's not what makes America great. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. That does make
America great because we learn English. We learn English.
No.
And we are Americans.
No, that's not true. No.
Oh, it's not. It's not.
Built on having
folks.
Not true.
What makes America great?
When folks in this country, white people from America, went to Africa and stole those African people and brought them,
stole them from Africans, stole their gold, all their diamonds,
and they robbed
steal nobody. Your
white
people stole them. Your people
stole them.
Whoa!
Can we please have someone else? Black people stole them from Africa.
You're white. The African kings sold your people.
No. Let me tell you something, first of all, and you all never speak on the African people that fought, like in Haiti. You never speak about that. Those that rebelled against those white
people. Oh, Haiti? You want to talk about the Tutsis? You want
to
talk about the Tutsis and the Hindus? You want to talk about how they kill each other? How the kings and tribes
I want
to
ask
sell
a question.
Their own
Let me
people?
Say this as well.
Come
Let
on
me say
now.
This as well.
Come on. You don't want
to
get into the debate history with me.
America.
I studied the New World Order. I know history, brother. Your people sold your people to the colonials. They sold them.
Again, white supremacy came to Africa and threatened those kings to say, if you
we will kill you.
Yes, they did.
Can
white
someone else
supremacists around the world.
And then why, when your people went back to Africa, they threw their passports in the ocean and said, hell no, I want to go back to America.
Why are white people to this day still in Africa?
Come on, resources of Africa dry.
You, sir, again, are missing the point. The point is whether those African kings sold us or not, you took advantage of that. And when I say you, your ancestors took advantage of that and brought us here in this country, brought my ancestors here in this country to pick cotton.
200 years ago.
No, you're wrong. We didn't bring you. You were sold. You were sold. You were sold.
The way it is today, we built this country from the ground up. That White House.
Okay, I'll agree with you. Time out, brother. Don't make me mute you. Please, time out. You're absolutely right. You helped build this country. Amen. Thank you. Yes. But at the same time, let's get back to the beginning. You were sold by your own people in Africa to the British colonials.
Wrong. Not true.
I'm wrong.
White supremacy.
I'm wrong.
White slave owners from Britain came to Africa.
Not true. That's false history,
and threatened the regime because the one thing in Africa that they did not have, that Britain had, that all these other, even the New World had, was weaponry.
Africa did not have a good army to protect them, and they was vulnerable. And that means all of these white supremacists.
Oh, no. There was no fight. Come on. Now you're getting into Indian wars and stuff.
Hey, man.
Let me tell you again, sir. And let me tell you again about Donald J. Trump. Let me tell you something. Donald J. Trump, go in, my brother, build that wall, throw out the Mexicans, throw out the Muslims, do all of that.
And you know what?
Tell me,
what constitutional right does an immigrant have to come to this country? None. Because they're not an American citizen. You have no constitutional right to come to this country.
You're not a 100% American.
Let Jason get in there.
You went through 37 different subjects in 30 seconds. How's anybody supposed to have a damn comment that makes sense or cover any topic or get anything solved? Well, who cares what happened 200 years ago? Quit blaming people for something that happened 200 years ago. Let's live in the now. It's the future. Deal with it. Suck it up, buttercup. Now, listen. You talk about Trump being bad because he wants to build a wall and block temporary Muslim ban on from certain countries. Do you lock the doors to your house at night?
Sir,
answer my question. Do you lock the doors?
Sir,
I don't need a 10-minute excuse.
No,
do you lock the doors?
No. I lock the doors of my house. I have a weapon, and I am an American. A lot of people help build this.
Okay. That's all I need to know. You lock the doors. It was a yes or no question. I don't need a whole damn dialogue. A yes or no. Answer the question or shut up, okay? And I'll go on about my own story. You lock the doors. You lock the doors to your house at night, not because you hate the people outside, because you don't know the people outside, and you don't want them coming in your house. Now, if someone comes to your door, what do? You open it. You greet them. You know them. Now you know them. They come in your house. You don't, if they start kicking their shoes off, eating your food, tearing up your furniture, breaking into your house, you kick them out of your house. The same thing with the wall.
Well, they're not doing that.
America is our house.
So those Muslims that was in that airport that came to this country, they were tearing up America. Those innocent refugees that was in the airport was messing up America. So that's what you're saying? Hell no. That ain't going on. They were innocent people, and Donald J. Trump has failed to protect this country. He actually is leading this country into
He's
war,
been in
my brother.
Office for 2 weeks and has failed
war.
To protect the country. Where is your morals?
He's
Where's your common sense and thinking?
War.
He's failed in 2 weeks.
You're going.
He's got more. He kept more of his promises.
Of hell.
He kept more of his promises in 1 week than Obama kept in 8 years.
Oh,
and you
no,
can take that
did.
One to the bank.
He's bringing this country
oh, yes,
to hell. And the closest to President Obama, he's bringing this country to the pits of hell.
Mr. Wiley, tell me.
I think you're right.
Time out, please. Just for a second. Hang on. Before it starts getting to insults, because we want to keep it professional. Mr. Wiley, Donald Trump is our president in this country today. Just like Obama was our president for 8 years. We got to deal with it.
He is the president for white Americans. For white people around the
Come
country,
on.
Their white
so Obama was the president for blacks. Am I right?
What was
President Obama? What was he for? Blacks?
President Obama, let me first of all tell you about President Obama. President Obama is a biracial president. He was part white and part black. I know a lot of white supremacists are white blood in his body. And another thing, President Obama accomplished a lot.
You're not being neutral,
more
brother.
Graduated from high school, more African-Americans graduated from college under President Obama. I never on this order seen President Obama say everybody is banned, a temporary ban on Muslims, a temporary ban on Christians, a temporary ban on...
It's not a ban. It's not a ban.
It's not a ban.
Do you have a copy of the executive order? Do you have a copy of the executive order where it says ban Muslims? I have a copy of it sitting right in front of me right now. Do you want me to read it to you? Nowhere is there a ban on Muslims.
Leading this country into war. You don't need to read me that document because you know what President Trump going to do? He's going to meet all those Muslims across the world. They're going to rise up against America if President Trump...
And what is a Muslim to you, sir? Tell me, Mr. Wiley, may I ask you, what is your faith? What is your faith?
My faith,
if you don't mind?
I am an African-American, and I love this country. That is my faith. I am an African
American. Amen. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
And my religion is irrelevant because Muslims are the most peaceful people on this planet.
No.
Targeting a small amount of Muslims that accomplish
terrorism. In the Quran, does it not say to whip your wife if she does not have her head covered in public?
What
does
the Bible
not say to whip your
if
wife?
If a child is disobedient to his parents, he must be stoned. The Bible also says if you commit adultery, you must
no,
be
it does
stoned.
Not. That's the Old Testament. That is the Old. No, it does not. No, it does not. No, it does not. You are wrong. You are wrong.
As well as the Quran.
No. Jesus came and disregarded the Old Testament. It is now, we now live under the New Testament.
He sent two she-bears to kill 42 children because they mocked the prophet. So again, in the Bible, it was...
Where does it say that, sir? Tell me, I have my King James Bible right in front of me right now. And hang on. Mr. Wiley, hang on. Please, let me call a pastor of a church, since we're getting into biblical. Please, and I'm going
to
get into this.
If I had seven wives, I'd be able to afford my health.
I want to know about the Bible. You just said the Bible. You just quoted the Bible. And I want to get an expert, even though I'm an expert. I'm going to get a doctor of theology on here. And please, let's be civil. Let's be civil, please. If he'll answer.
And so, Mr. Johnson.
And Mr. Wiley, you know I've been very polite to you. He may not answer tonight because I didn't schedule this. This is spur of the moment, so...
And like I said, around the world, and to the folks that are listening to me on Facebook Live and also on my radio show, and also, you see how we get back to the Bible, though?
Isn't that interesting, Mr. Wiley? Isn't that interesting?
About the Bible and about this country is built on the Constitution, not the Holy Bible and not the Quran. It is by the Constitution.
The Constitution is modeled after the Bible.
The Constitution, not the Bible. When this country,
under God,
is not run by the laws of the Bible. It's run by the laws
of
the Constitution.
Yes, it is.
The laws
yes, it
of
is.
Congress. Stop bringing into the Bible to benefit white supremacists. Those white supremacist ideas. Because that same
no,
Bible.
No, come on, white supremacist.
You know what?
Come on.
Down,
I don't believe black people should be murdered and killed. Come on.
If there was a zombie apocalypse, they'd be running around preaching for zombie rights. Come on.
Come on now. Get out of here.
I know. This white supremacist nonsense is really out of control. It really is.
It is.
What's out of control? White supremacy?
Because we're not white supremacists. We're not white supremacists.
Out of control. The white guy in Canada that went to that mosque and killed all of those innocent Muslim people, that's out of control.
What about the
two? You're right. You're absolutely right. You are
correct. What about the two
refugees
that blew up the Boston
Marathon? He should be hung from the highest tree. You're absolutely right. I agree.
And
likely all the Muslims in that mosque weren't radical like he was.
That's right.
By a white man. Sad. So sad. Very sad. So should the government ban white people?
I don't want him to say anything more.
I agree 100% with what you're saying.
Exactly. Everybody on this call gets silent because you know that we're in that church and kill those innocent nine people. Innocent nine people. Why is it innocent nine people? I mean, he wasn't a Muslim. He was a white man.
You're breaking up. Mr. Wiley, you're kind of breaking up on me a little bit here.
Wow.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit on me here.
Well, let's get something straight. Why is it if a liberal or someone expresses their opinion, it's freedom of speech? But anytime one of us or a conservative does it, it's called hate, stupid, or supremacists or anything like that. It's not a two-way street with them. They're the only ones that have a louder opinion, and anyone that doesn't agree with them is wrong.
First of all, you can have your opinion. White people have been having their opinion here since the beginning of time. They've been having their pain when they
and so has black.
When they stole African
right?
people. So you can have your opinion all day, every day. President Donald Trump, nobody say he can't have an opinion. He's going to do it anyway. But what President Obama is doing and what President Obama did in his 8 years, he accomplished a lot. What President Trump is doing is leading this country into war. Mark my words. It's going to be so many terrorist attacks.
Do you have any friends in the LGBT community?
I have many different friends in the LGBT community.
Well, why in the hell would you want a Muslim in the United States? They want to kill them all. Do you know what they do to queers and gay people?
No, they do not.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
No, that is
go read the news. Someone besides CNN.
Can I tell you something, sir? I have known many different, a lot of Muslim people across this country, and they love LGBT people.
That's how one of them just did it last year in Florida nightclub. I guess that was brushed under the rug because it turned out he was a Muslim.
And again, he was in this country already, so that ban will not hinder that.
But he had ties going back over there.
That ban that the president had put on paper without. That post nightclub shooting would have still happened if President Obama said ban all Muslims temporarily. It would have still happened because he was already in this country. That was a homegrown.
He was already being influenced by outside sources, and that's a proven fact when they got his computer and everything else. So you could contradict anything I say, but you know what? Facts are facts. You can't change a fact.
Facts are facts. You know, facts or facts like your president said? Because he was speaking on alternative facts. Are you speaking
go
on
back,
facts?
Go back 15 years. What about the World Trade Center? What about the Pentagon?
They were here for what?
They were already in this country.
So
what's their excuse?
What about the people? What about the people in Black Wall Street? Those innocent, rich black people.
You broke up so bad that I couldn't hear you.
You're breaking up, Mr. Wiley. You're breaking up.
Did you? I know you have me on my phone, but did you add my show?
You're breaking up sometimes. I know, and it's an interesting conversation. Hang on. And Mr. Wiley, before we got 18 minutes left, and Mr. Wiley, listen, I respect you as the host of this show, and I hope you have me on your show. It'd be great, because you said I called in. You're welcome to continue this conversation, and I'm going to invite a couple pastors, actually, on Sunday. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, and everybody's going to be brainwashed to the Super Bowl, but hopefully we can do a show on Sunday at 6 p.m. And Mr. Wiley, you're invited. You're invited, and bring a couple of your friends. And we can do this. And invite me on your program. Let's grow the alternative media together. So why I support the
on, and I'm going to bring on the Minister of Louis Farrakhan followers from the Nation of Islam. I'm going to bring on some Black Panthers. I'm going to bring
can you do that? Can you do that on Sunday? Can you do that?
The white supremacy. Those white people that feel that black folks should go back to Africa, those white people
and Mr.
That feel
Wiley,
that black
on
people
Sunday,
are trash,
on Sunday, Mr. Wiley, Mr. Wiley, on Sunday, can you do that? Mr. Wiley, on Sunday, can we make a date for this? Can we do that? I'm inviting anyone you want.
We can do that, sir. I'm down. On
all
Sunday,
right, Sunday,
on
6 p.m., folks.
I will be on
6 p.m. We got a date. Hang on, Jason. We want Mr. Wiley. I'm going to schedule a 2-hour show.
You want him. Nobody else
for
wants him.
Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hang on, everyone, please, or I got to mute you. All right? Hang on. Let the host speak when I speak, please. I got it. There has to be order on the show. Otherwise, we'll have chaos, and nothing will get accomplished. All right? Everyone, Sunday at 6 p.m., we'll have Mr. Wiley, who is a friend of mine. I consider him a friend. He's going to invite a couple of his friends, and I'm going to invite a couple pastors, Baptist pastors, and Jason, you're welcome. Bit Banker from Connecticut, you're welcome. And Nurse Deborah Lewis is invited. Mike from Wisconsin is invited. Okay? I think it's going to be a great show. Go ahead, Jason.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
The only,
I'm laughing.
Joe, the only problem is Sunday, I hate to say this, but since he's bringing up white, I'm taking care of my black lady Sunday. I'll be at work.
Oh.
So you're gonna be taking care of a black woman. Well, at least you can listen. At least you can listen.
Yeah. Since he's so much white with him, I have to say that black. The stupid.
Childish.
What are you going to say anyway? It's childish.
Well, she's a nurse, Mr. Wiley. She's a nurse. She's a nurse who's going to be taking care of a black woman.
Are she a good nurse? That's up to for debate. I beg to differ because she's criticizing a health care bill that is benefiting millions of people.
That sucks. Let me ask you about the health care bill since you know so much. You know so much about Obamacare. The same insurance, you know what? I applied for it 4 years ago when I opened up a new shop. I was making $600 a month bring home pay. That's all I got. Now, Blue Cross Blue Shield quoted me $400 2 years previous. So I go into the whole Obamacare exchange. I put in all the information and everything, all my kids' information. After $600 a month, the cheapest one they offered me was $649. How in the hell would that be possible? I'm whiter than damn snow, so I mean, you know, it didn't help me a bit.
I would love to explain it to you. You should have called.
You don't
your
have
senator.
To explain it to me.
Your
it sucks. It wasn't for me.
And you need to talk to your governor and tell them to stop hindering the Affordable Health Care Act and let it be. Let it do what it needs to do. And you also need to call your president. We can't call the president at the White House or call the White House because he shut down the number. That's okay. Well. Go ahead, Mr.
He shut down. You think you can call President Obama and talk to him? You're out of your mind.
The only way you get to talk to Obama is if you call some big race war going on.
He invites you to White House with Jay-Z and
Don't talk over each other, please, please, please. Just,
no, I don't hate him. I'm just
one person speaks, the next person speaks.
No, I just different opinions.
I'm
going to tell you right now, the show, and Mr. Wiley, please plug your show again before we start wrapping it
again,
up. Because with all due respect, please.
TheWileyShow, The Wiley Show. I'm actually going to go live after this and to explain on what black people need to do. Black people across this country is growing by the numbers, and we are entering into politics like no other.
There you go. And
but
how
yet,
can they call into your show? Can they call into your show?
And
516-387-1815,
516-387-1815. That is the number, 516-387-1815. We're going to be talking about exposing Donald Trump's evil, malicious ways of what he's doing and how he's hurting the black man and women. He is hurting black people across this country by disrespecting us, calling us.
And let me ask you, Mr. Wiley,
African American History Month. It's Black History Month. I know he don't like to say that, but we're black.
It's too bad we don't have Black History Month, huh?
Yeah, or
what
history month? There you go.
At your door,
you know. If we had a white history month, we'd be screwed.
Donald Trump is in office. Is White History Month? I can tell you a partially about White History Month. Let's think about that history of those white people bringing blacks from Africa to slave and to cook their food. And so
you are right, Mr. Wiley. But let's also criticize those black kings who sold those black children to the white man.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Come on.
Let me say something. Hey, my stepdaughter's downstairs right now having a party, and she's waiting hand and foot on two black women.
First of all, your stepdaughter, I'm glad that she's doing that, and I feel though that's great. But my thing is this: did your stepdaughter go into those black girls' house and kidnap them to slave for them and put chains and whips? Did your white stepdaughter do that? No. But 200 years ago,
but are they coming to your house? Hang on. Are they coming to Bitbanger's house to enslave her?
My point is,
you know,
my
be careful, Bitbanger.
My point is, white supremacists across this country always use the argument that African kings sold, like they're trying to say, all African kings sold every African. That's not true.
What's the solution, Mr. Wiley? What's the
solution?
What do you want?
Is to give black people what they deserve. what we earn.
They deserve.
What do they deserve?
That
what
means
what do you want?
That mean massive tax credit. That mean more financial help. The same way white supremacists are helping other
you
folks
want
in
Texas?
Other countries.
Do you want California? What do you want? We need to know. What
we,
do you want?
I'm telling you upfront what we want and what we should get and that what we will get. We will have a
I deserve a Lamborghini, but if I want one, I got to work for it.
Right, and you don't deserve anything. You don't deserve. You don't deserve anything.
Let Mr. Wiley answer. Let Mr. Wiley answer. I want to know what the black people of America want to solve this problem and end it once and for all.
We will solve it if you give every black person an equal opportunity like you give white people.
They got it. It'll never happen.
Equal.
They've already had. They've already had a black president. Look at Ben Carson. He was running for president. He's just as black as any black person is. But he grew up in the streets of Detroit, and he decided himself he wanted to make himself a better life. So he worked his ass off, and he worked hard and went to college and became the number one world brain surgeon. You don't see him going, oh, the white person held me down. No, because it's
ben
wrong.
Carson,
you guys are holding yourselves down by your attitude. You got to adjust your attitude
first. First of all, Ben Carson
adjust
got an
attitude,
opportunity
sir.
From the civil
rights. Ben Carson's an Uncle Tom.
He took advantage of the system, and I didn't say that you said that. I didn't call him Uncle Tom. What I'm going to call Ben Carson, an intelligent black doctor that is retired. He's doing great. But one thing that I can tell you about Ben Carson, that Ben Carson don't know anything about HUD. Ben Carson does not know anything about
that. That was good,
why
Wiley. I like that. He's retarded. He did make a retarded statement. They said, when you become president, he said, these hands. That was a retarded statement. I got to agree with you. That was pretty good, Wiley. I like that.
I was using Ben Carson as a brain surgeon, not as a potential presidential candidate.
He said he's retarded.
No,
I like
Carson,
that.
Ben
I like
Carson,
it.
Ben Carson should be able to be president because they let someone grabbing women by the pussy, like a Donald Trump, is able to be kind. He is the president. So
any man can be great.
Hey, Wiley, I love you, man. That's awesome. You tell it like it is. I'm going to tell you right now. You tell it like it is. I like
you.
I like you, man.
He was able to grab women by the pussy, and he is the president. So everybody can run for president. If he able to grab women, he was able to lie. He called Hillary Clinton, you a very nasty woman.
Kind of like Clarence Thomas, right?
Kind of
like Clarence Thomas in a way, right?
Yeah.
I'm not like
Clarence
Thomas. I'm not like
Oh, you're
going to
openly admit snorting cocaine and doing drugs and everything else to be president, so why not?
Those pubic hairs on that Coke can.
First of all, well, President Trump has opened that door for a lot of people because those sniffles, I don't know why he was sniffing the way he was during those debates. That's up for debate.
Hey, he may have been dealing with Pablo Escobar's ghost. You never know.
You never know.
Hey, listen, Mr. Wiley, listen, we got a date for Sunday. That's going to be a great show. And everyone
Sunday,
on the program tonight,
to
I hope you tune in.
I'm looking forward to it, sir. And I'm going to tell people that's listening in, to all the white people that's listening, you have a chance to help black people by giving us the equal chance and equal opportunity. We deserve to get everything that you are getting and more because we came to this country by force. My ancestors.
That's not the reason.
Okay.
That is not the reason why. You deserve the same thing you have as your American citizen.
And that is
you're an American citizen. That's
hang
right.
on, Jason. Hang
first
on.
All,
let him finish.
All,
hang on. Let him finish.
All, first of all, I am an African. And the reason why I'm so called into this country, because my ancestors was brought here against their will. Because white supremacy across the world took advantage of that. You say move. If that, I'm so glad you said that, my dear brother. You give me $10 million for all the free labor my ancestors have done, I would move from this country immediately. And that is something
start
for all the
hands.
White supremacists that want to see black people leave this country.
Well, they did try that. Mr. Wiley, they did try that, actually. Hang on. They did try that, and a bunch of Africans did go to Africa, and they stayed there for a day, and they threw their passports in the ocean, And after 48 hours, they were going in the ocean looking for their passports. So, it's a true story. I swear to God, it is.
Wrong.
I'll
wrong.
Have Dr. Ventura tell it
wrong.
More. That's a true
no,
story.
That's dead wrong. That's a, that
so
is
you think,
a lie.
You think
that is
Hillary
a
Clinton would have been a better
fact.
President, Wiley?
No, Hillary Clinton would have been one of the worst presidents in the world. Hillary Clinton was
hey,
a liar.
Thank
Clinton,
you. Oh,
Clinton,
wow.
Clinton
yeah.
Okay.
He knows.
I was
he knows.
A fan of Hillary, I was never a fan of Hillary Clinton, who I was a fan of
awesome.
Senator Cory Booker in 2020. Maybe Senator Cory Booker. Or maybe
what
Senator
about Bernie Sanders?
Sanders?
What about Bernie Sanders?
And
what about
and
Bernie Sanders?
Sanders?
Let Mike
well,
jump
let
in there.
Let me tell you something.
Let
again,
Mike jump
Bernie
in there.
Sanders should have won election. He should have won the Democratic nomination. You know why he lost? Because Democrats gave him a losing hand. And that's
hang
okay.
On, hang on, everyone. We've only got 4 minutes left. Hang on. Listen, everyone, please, please. We're going to continue this discussion on Sunday, and everyone is invited. Mike, you got something to say, Mike, before we wrap it up, please?
No. Actually,
all right. Well, someone was jumping in saying Mike. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this then, since you don't have nothing to say.
And shout out. I want to say this to my
Mr. Wiley.
I have to say
I'm
going to
give you, Mr. Wiley, you got 2 minutes to wrap it up and promote next Sunday's show, which is going to be great.
Okay,
2 minutes, uninterrupted,
then,
uninterrupted.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Next Sunday, I will be the Wiley Show. Will be on talking about all issues, race. Everything. And also, I want to say this to all my Muslim people around the world. You are important. For those that are peaceful, continue to be peaceful. And for those that have been radicalized, you know the right way to go is to be peaceful. We do not need more harm done in America. President Donald Trump do not represent every America. He represents his own wicked agenda. President Donald Trump is going to lead this country into a war. And it's going to be like no other wars because Donald J. Trump don't know what he's doing. So, again, Bernie Sanders, get ready, 2020, because Democrats, you're going to win so much. But Democrats, you're not just going to get the black vote without hiring black people. All you Democratic senators, hire more African-American people. If
all right, 20 seconds, brother, 20 seconds.
We will not vote for you all in 2020. We will not vote, and it will be continue to have white supremacists like a Donald Trump representing the white supremacist party, the Republican Party. The Republican Party is nothing but a bunch of just white supremacists, and they just want white people to control.
All right, Mr. Wiley, thank you for joining us tonight. Interesting conversation, and everyone is invited this Sunday. This Sunday, Mr. Wiley said he'll bring some Black Panthers or maybe some people from his party. I'm sorry. I apologize. Nation of Islam. He's going to bring some people to the program this Sunday. Now, look, this is going to be a great show, and I'm going to bring some Baptist preachers on, and we're going to have a civil discussion. And if anyone is rude or immature, or threatens anyone, you'll be muted. I got to do that. And I'm sure Mr. Wiley agrees. Because tonight we had a really nice discussion. We did.
Good discussion.
Mr. Wiley,
thank you. I love you. I love you all.
Yeah.
And
it was a great program. It was.
I loved it. It was a great discussion. To the nurses out there, continue to do a good job. I don't know if you're a great nurse. You could be a bad nurse. But we just want to just say you're just a nurse because I just can't say you're good.
90 seconds, I got the cue. But listen, everyone, this was a great discussion. And a lot of people may have been peeved or upset. But guess what? You get another shot on Sunday. Understanding the times in which we live in. And Mr. Wiley is a friend of mine. We may disagree, but you know what? And at the end of the day, we're still brothers. We still have to live together, and that's what it's all about. And please understand that, at least. And there's no violence on this show. Anyone threatens violence, you will be reported. You will. Nobody's going to hurt anybody. Okay? All right. Anyway, Jason, thank you so much. Big Panther, thank you so much. Mr. Wiley, Deborah Lewis, Elizabeth Rondo, Alex Turgeon, thank you for tuning in, Alex. U.S. Army veteran. Thank you. Joe in Sebastian, Florida. Mike out in Wisconsin, my friend in England, my other friend in Germany. We got a worldwide audience here who listened to us tonight. God bless. Take care. Good night.